subject, dating a bad girl. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 26-year-old young man, and I recently found myself in a huge dilemma. My ex-girlfriend is 23 years old, and we have been together for a year now, but I questioned the relationship the entire time. After being warned from several sources that she was a bad girl, I decided to find out for myself. My homeboy and I came up with a plan for him to meet up with her and make advances toward her to test her reaction. As we expected, she was receptive to his advances and flirted with him. This was enough for me to call off the relationship. Fast forward to last week. This is where everything turned ugly. I was out hanging with my homeboy and a group of friends, and my homeboy admitted that that night he met up with my girlfriend. They went all the way. This turned into a heated argument and almost led to a fight. Stephen Shirley, what do I do? I've been so stressed about this that I missed all my exams a week before I was set to graduate with my master's degree. I can't help but feel like I brought this on myself. I am hurt that my best friend would sleep with my girlfriend, and to make matters worse, I am still in love with this bad girl.
Aww.
This is a mess right here. It really is a mess. But I'm really more mad at you, more upset with you that you let this mess you up in school more than anything. Please get this together. See about some makeup tests for your exams. Get your degree. Graduate, my friend. Be the best you can be first. Take care of yourself first. Then you can deal with all this other ratchetness. Your friend, sleeping with your girlfriend. That's not your friend, okay? That's not your friend if he really ended up sleeping with your girl, and he probably did. You don't have to graduate or have a master's degree to just figure all this stuff out. You really don't. If your girl slept with your best friend, then hello, she's not your girl. And I know you say you're still in love with this bad girl, but she is not. I repeat, she's not in love with you, not with that behavior. You already had trust issues with this girl, and that's why you set her up in the first place with your best friend. Okay, she didn't pass the test. He didn't pass the test. Please get your degree, graduate, and let's move on with this situation. Bigger and better things await. Cheryl?
Here's my problem with it. I know you didn't go to an HBCU with all this foolishness, because somebody in the neighborhood, your professor, live in the same neighborhood you live in, so they're going to make sure that you graduate. Second, why would you open the door? I think what happened was your boy was like, what you should do.
Yes, Cheryl.
And then old boy went, you think that'll work? And then old boy went, that's a good
Let's
look,
do that.
Dog. Yeah. And then he hollered at her. They wanted to get together all along. They was looking at each other crazy all along. I bet they was arguing one minute and then winking each other the next minute. She a bad girl. That's what bad girls do. When you a bad girl, they teach you that. It's in the handbook. You supposed to be bad. If this girl had changed, she wouldn't be bad. And that's why you love her, because all men like crazy. Sedate women like me, Carly and Shirley, never get what we supposed to get.
y'all ain't ignorant enough. You got to be just That's straight up crazy.
Yes, cooking for Cocoa Puff, busting out windows, singing that song. I bust your windows out your car. That makes a woman sexy to a man.
Hold on. We got one that has bust some windows here.
Alleged.
I ain't no alleged. And keyed some cars right here, too.
Carla
and bust some windows.
Cheryl, don't believe the hype. Don't believe it.
Carla, you can't mess with a man's vehicle, especially if it's not paid for.
Bad girl.
Hey, you shouldn't have cheated. Bad girl. Is that Usher?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Cheryl. I mean, really. You know, this young man, and then he says he's still in love with the girl. Come on.
That because she got that good goody. All bad girls got that good goody. It's called gravy. It's good the second day.
That's that ooh-wee.
But it makes you not graduate and not get your degree.
That's the stupid part.
Is that deadly? Come on, man. Is that deadly? Yeah.
But you know what? He got good book sense, because he finna get his master's. Well, was about to.
Right.
He got good. He just don't have common sense. He's stupid.
It's a well-written letter. Yeah. He has book sense. He needs that common sense to back up. He needs that street sense. Yeah.
If this was your exit essay, this is beautiful. If this was your exit essay.
But this one don't make no sense, Tommy. This one don't make no sense. this one don't make no sense. As hard as President Obama is trying to argue for the interest rate to come down on student loans, and you just walked away from a master's degree, government ain't gonna forgive that. You got to pay all that money back.
No. He's got to get back in there. Do that makeup test. He's got to get back in there and graduate and get his degree.
But if you read your own letter back to yourself, it kind of speaks for itself. I question the relationship the entire time. Right there. Stop. But if you keep going, you what? You stupid. And then he kept going. After being warned several sources that she was a bad girl, once again, you kept going after everybody that told you this a bad girl. You're stupid because you kept on moving. I decided to find out for myself. Me and my homeboy came up with a plan. Ain't no damn plan. This is a plan for your boy to get jiggy with it, and he did. Then you're going to get mad at him and have a fight because he got down with the bad girl? Come on, player.
Ratchetness. Ratchetness.
And now you going through withdrawal so you don't take your damn test. You stupid. You don't deserve a job in the corporate world.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Do you want that person right there working for you? Do you want that person working for you? Because he going through.
But you know what? In his defense, Cheryl, you know, we talk about the men loving crazy women and all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, women love bad boys.
I don't know. See, I like a nerdy man with some edge to it.
Oh, I love nerds. I love nerds.
Yeah, I do too. But I like a nerd that be sitting in the corner, but I don't know what he really thinking. So I got to keep the door open in case I need to run out the joint.
Love nerds. You never know. But a lot of women love bad boys too. So
what is a bad boy though? What is that? I mean, a guy that's educated with a little thug to him.
That's the kind I like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
An educated thug. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Educated with a little thug. Because you need that thug to jump out every now and then in case somebody
you
got to
whoop.
And you be like, oh! When you do this, oh my God.
But you draw the line, though, when you have to graduate and get your master's degree. That's when you draw the line.
Okay. You got a street degree. Come on. That's what I love, a street degree.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.